Western Australia lead by just 35 runs over Queensland with a day to go in their Sheffield Shield match at the Wacker. The Bulls earned 147 run first innings lead at the start of the day by progressing to 401 in their first innings. Luke Palmer's back finally departed as one of 3 wickets for Michael Hogan of 159, with James Hopes contributing a fluent 50. The Warriors then lost replacement player Luke Towers for a duck in Luke Feldman's first over, but skipper Adam Burgess ended on 90 not out, so he reached stumps on 182 for 3. New South Wales required 212 more runs to beat Tasmania, to closing on 43 without loss in the fourth innings. They had earlier conceded a deficit of 90 on first innings by being dismissed for 264, then bowled out the Tigers for just 164 second time around. Only Mark Cosgrove got going and made 81 off 106 balls from top of the order. He helped them reach 101 for 2, they collapsed as Sean Abbott took 4 for 36, and Doug Bollinger, Steve O'Keefe and Gurinder Sandhu contributed a brace of wickets apiece. And Victoria should still be beaten by South Australia, despite their impressive second innings showing. They closed day 3 at the MCG on 353 for 8, a lead of only 128 runs. Aaron Finch top score with 97, while Glenn Maxwell made 82. John Holland then ended on 32 not out at number 10 to give them hope going into the final day. Gary Putland continued his impressive match for the Redbacks, showing figures of 3 for 93 from 34 overs. All three matches in the rain-hit second round in South Africa's Sunfoil Series ended in draws. No play at all was possible on the final day in Pietermaritzburg, with Dolphins declaring their first innings on 366 for 6 against Knights. Leaders Cape Cobras progressed to 410 for 7, fighter Titans 491 for 7 declared. Stian Van Zyl hit a massive 164, and 176 with Justin Ontong, who made 73 for the fourth wicket. And Warriors could reach only 122 for 3, being set 360 to win by Lions. They had declared their second innings at 365 for 4 earlier in the day. In the provincial one-day competition, they win Sabolan, KwaZulu-Natal Inland, Border, Southwestern Districts and Northerns. Southwestern Districts beat Easterns by 1 wicket in the final over, as Ross McMillan took 4 for 28 and Peter Sturman hit 54. The last wicket pair of Lonwabo Woodley and Gershwin Rabi scored the final 13 runs. In Sri Lanka, the Premier Limited Overs tournament began with wins for Colts, Rugama, Nondescripts and Army. The match between Sinhalese Sports Club and Port Authority ended in a no result, while Moors and Tamil Union tied a reduced overs game in Colombo. Ashada Fernando hit 75 in the Moors Sports Club total of 170 for 7 from 30 overs. Janaka Gunaratne then took 4 for 34, as Spadalite stopped play with Tamil Union on 138 for 6 in the 26th over. Swee Northern Gas Pipelines will play Pakistan International Airlines and Zawar Tarakiki Bank United Bank in the semi-finals of the Faisal Bank T20 Cup tomorrow. United Bank comfortably beat Group A leaders International Airlines to progress to the last four. Kashif Bhatti returned miserly figures of 2 for 7 from his 4 overs, as Airlines were held to 133 for 5 from their 20 overs. United Bank's second wicket pair of Abid Ali and Wajihuddin then saw their side home in the final over, both men hitting undefeated half centuries. Khan Research Laboratories were thwarted in their semi-final hopes by Pakistan Television. Openers Zain Abbas and Usman Salahuddin did put on 87, but the innings fell away badly and they finished on 144 for 7. Zohab Ahmed was the man mainly responsible, continuing his strong tournament by taking 3 for 26. Television's opener Nawaz Ahmed then hit 50 at the start of their run chase, but they too struggled mid-innings. It was left to Akbar Badshah and then Naeem Anjum to take them across the line. And the dead rubber at the bottom of the group saw National Bank hammer State Bank. They skittled their opponents for just 76, as Hamad Azam, Usman Kadir, Adnan Rasul, Raza Hassan and Mohammed Nawaz all took 2 wickets. They then knocked off the runs to the loss of only 3 wickets inside 15 overs. Swee Gas's win over Habib Bank saw them progress alongside Zaire Tarakiti Bank from Group B. Karam Shazan and Yasir Shah shared 5 wickets, as Habib Bank limped 113 for 9 from their 20 overs. Swee Gas did lose Mohammed Rizwan to Essan Adil for a duck, but Captain Tafiq Umar and Ali Wakka saw them home without further loss. Tafiq ended on 47 off 51 balls, with Wakas on 65 off 52. And Shazaib Hassan hit 101 as Port Kazim Authority beat Water and Power Development Authority. Shazaib added 103 with fellow opener Khalid Latif, as PQA racked up 190 for 4 to be asked to bat. WAPDA managed a strong challenge, especially in the second half of their innings. Amber Sajjan and Unrees put on an unbroken 90 for the fourth wicket, but couldn't quite score the 23 runs needed off the final over, as they lost by 9 runs. The wins for Goa, Mumbai, Jammu and Kashmir and Karnataka, as the fifth round of matches in the Ranji Trophy drew to a close. Mumbai topped Group A, taking the final two Vidarbha wickets to fall, the addition of only 14 runs, to win by 338 runs. Karnataka made heavy weather of their chase of 127 to beat Odisha, eventually winning by 4 wickets to go 4th. Suryakant Pradhan ended with 3 wickets, as Karnataka stumbled, Lokesh Rahul and Ganesh Satish had put them in a strong position. Odisha captain Biplab Samanta had early completed his century, as they made 279 their second innings. Abhimanyu Mittal and H.S. Sharath each completed 5 wicket hauls. And staying in Group A, Jharkhand drew against Gujarat, who move up to second. They ended their second innings on 166 for 7 after 98 overs, with Sarab Tiwari and Bhavin Thakkar both unbeaten on 50. Their innings were needed for Jasprit Bumrah, Akshar Patel and Rakesh Derv had combined to reduce Jharkhand to 76 for 7, a lead of only 13 runs. Goa's win over Tripura was in Group C and is their first of the season. Chasing 256 and resuming on 72 for 2, Tripura were all out for 206, as Harshad Hanuman Gadkar took 5 for 49. Jammu and Kashmir are second, wrapping up victory over Kerala by 278 runs. They declare their second innings at 337 for 2, as Adil Rishi and Parvez Rasool hit undefeated centuries. That left Kerala leading 408, despite earlier having had their first innings total boosted to 307, courtesy of 5 penalty runs, awarded after it was deemed that Rasool was running on the pitch. They were bundled out for pitiful 129, however, as Mohammad Mudassir took 5 for 31, and Ram Dayal and Samuel Abay shared the other 5 wickets to fall. The other Group C match petered out into a draw, with Andhra ending on 237 for 7 in their second innings against Maharashtra. Gonabatula Chiranjeevi top score was 85, while Anupam Sangleka took 3 for 52. All of the 3 remaining games in Group B ended in draws. Saurashtra and Tamil Nadu called time shortly after the former had taken the points of first innings lead to put them second. Cheteshwar Pujara completed the 9th double hundred of his first class career, while his captain Jaidev Shah fell 5 short of his first. Rajasthan finished on 253 for 6, which is an unlikely 361 to beat Uttar Pradesh, who had third. Robin Bist, Rajesh Bishnoi and Chetan Bist all passed 50. And Bengal ended on 126 for 3 for earning 127 run first innings lead by bowling out services for 304.